By most accounts, the 2015 draft class is not the strongest in recent memory, unless maybe if you want a shortstop. Tim McMaster here, joined by MLBPipeline.com's Jim Callis. And Jim, it starts at the top of the first round. Three of your top 100 draft prospects are indeed shortstops.
Yeah, three of the top five guys on our list are shortstops, and all could go even maybe even a little bit higher than that. Top prospect on the list coming into the year and still right now is Lake Mary High School shortstop Brendan Rodgers. Then you also have Dansby Swanson from Vanderbilt, who has maintained his status as top college position player in the draft. And right behind him is LSU shortstop Alex Bregman. All three of these guys are offensive-minded guys who should be able to play shortstop in the big leagues. Good all-around players. You could see Rodgers go one or two. I think Dansby Swanson's firmly in that top three mix. And Alex Bregman's definitely going to go in the first five or ten picks.
So there's three guys that we'll definitely see go in the first round. But when you broaden things out a little bit, what's the total we could come up with in that first round?
Well, the record is seven for a single draft, and it's happened four times. And we have a number of candidates. You know, if you're counting positions that these guys play now, Arizona's got a shortstop, Kevin Newman, who's won back-to-back Cape Cod League batting titles. I think he'll definitely be a first-rounder. You have Cornelius Randolph, a high schooler from Georgia, who's probably going to be a third baseman in pro ball, but he can really hit. You have another Georgia high schooler, Jalen Miller, who gets compared to Brandon Phillips, very similar to Brandon Phillips when Phillips was coming out of Georgia high school. You have a slick fielding guy like Richie Martin at Florida's got a chance. You've got Blake Trahan at Louisiana Lafayette. You know, a guy who's probably the best defensive shortstop in the draft, Kyle Holder from San Diego. First round might be a little bit rich on him. But you have all these guys, at least their names are being bandied about, and we can make a run at that record of seven shortstops in the first round.
Then there's one other guy to talk about, Kyler Murray. How does he kind of fit into this mix?
Well, he's the big X factor. He's a top quarterback recruit at Texas A&M. I think the gut feeling of a lot of people is that he's probably going to wind up playing football for the Aggies in the fall. That doesn't mean that there couldn't be a team out there willing to make a huge run, because he's a tremendous athlete, well above average runner, good bat speed. Been kind of hard to scout this spring. He's had a shoulder injury, so he's DH'd a lot. Nobody really has a lot of history of seeing him at shortstop. Not a guy, because of the football, Tim, who's played a lot on the showcase circuit during the summer. So it's a little bit of a tough sell from that standpoint. But if you really buy into him, you can get really excited about these tools. You're talking about, great speed, very athletic, good actions, the bat speed to hit for average, with some power. And, maybe in a draft that, doesn't have that top-of-the-line talent, as much of it as people want, somebody would go out and make a big run at him. But as I said, he's kind of the X factor, because I do think, if you had to guess right now, my guess is he probably does wind up playing football in the fall at Texas A&M.